Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2020 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of further developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Newton Maia Alves, CEO of IMC, Ms. Maristela Nascimento, Financial Officer, and Mr. Luis Brizola, Investor Relations Officer. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Maia. Please, Mr. Maia, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the third quarter 2020 results, in which we will provide information related to the company's performance in the period, in addition to commenting on the challenging period we're going through with the COVID-19 issue. On slide 2, we highlight that we ended the third quarter of 2020 with 490 restaurants, 241 of which are owned. On slide 3, I'd like to comment on the results of the third quarter and the effects of COVID-19 on IMC's operations. Our consolidated revenue fell 29.7%, an evolution compared with the second quarter of 2020, with the reopening of stores through the period. Adjusted EBITDA was positive by 42.6 million, with a margin of 14.3%. The net loss in the period was 5.1 million reais. IMC consolidated pro forma same-store sales, including Pizza Hut and KFC operations, decreased 29.1%. Cash from operations in the period was positive 1.1 million reais despite the pandemic, and our net debt reached approximately 86 million reais, reflecting the follow-on carried out in July, which added more than 370 million reais to IMC's cash position. On the next slide, we show the same-store sales performance in the last months of our main operations. We can observe a positive trend in the recovery of Franguassado and Pizza Hut. In the US, we continue to be pressured by the issues of reduced capacity and hours. And in KFC, with the reopening of new stores in September, the delivery area of some KFC stores opening in August was reduced. And with this, the volatility the improvement of same-store sales. On slide 5, we highlight IMC's consolidated same-store sales in constant currency and in reais. Here, I would like to emphasize the exchange rate effect on IMC's operations that improved our consolidated same-store sales from negative 21.3% to negative 11.5% in October. On the next slide, I would like to reinforce that despite resumption in our operations, we continue with caution since we still observe an unstable environment. The teams remain small, and we continue to analyze opportunities for efficiency gains with staff optimization, simplification of menus, and other initiatives. On the next slide, we comment on our expansion strategy focused on the Frango Asado, Pizza Hut, and KFC brands, in addition to the acquisition of some franchisees. In Frango Asado, we have negotiations with several road gas stations groups, and we also are in discussions with a few distributors to indicate stations for new Frango Asados. We've moved towards a flexible growth model which encompasses 1. The purchase of gas station plus the existing restaurants, excluding the real estate. Or 2. Purchase of gas station, including real estate, from distributors for future sales back. Also, we are considering partnership to operate only the restaurant. In that case, there's lower capex and a greater number of available assets. Additionally, I'd like to emphasize that 4 stores are in very advanced negotiations in the partnership format. At KFC, we have negotiations with mall groups and hyper and supermarket chains for new stores. We made progress in preparing the first drive-through store, and in the first 9 months of 2020, we opened 12 new stores and acquired 6 franchisee stores. Finally, at Pizza Hut, we focus on expansion in street stores, especially in gas stations, and have negotiations with several groups that operate city gas stations. In the first 9 months of 2020, we opened 14 new stores, and we have four new store-in-store within Frango Assado being developed right now. Finally, on slide eight, we show our store base on October 30th. At this date, 93% of our stores were open, and out of this number, 15% of the stores were operating only with delivery. Now, on slide nine, we have the adjusted EBITDA bridge, which was approximately 43 million reais in the quarter versus 78 million reais in 2019, reflecting the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Brazilian operations, including G&A and others, total an adjusted EBITDA of 3 million reais. In the U.S., EBITDA in the period was positive by 40 million reais, benefited by the PPP of the American government, while the Caribbean EBITDA was 1 million reais negative, despite the fact that the operations returned only in October 12th for the Tucumã Airport. Now, I'd like to turn the floor over to our Investor Relations Officer, Luiz Felipe Brizala, to explore the results in more detail, and I'll return later for our final remarks.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. On slide 10, we show the business performance in Brazil, with the revenues falling 30.5%, a decrease that was minimized by the addition of Pizza Hut and KFC businesses, and an adjusted EBITDA of 3.4 million positive. Although the impact of the pandemic, it's an evolution from the negative 34.4 million reais in the second quarter 2020. Moving now to Frango Assado, on the next slide, operating revenue decreased 22.2%, with an adjusted operating result of 13.9 million. The reduction in traffic on the highway still impacts our restaurant's revenues. On the other hand, we changed our strategy at the gas stations, focusing on the trucks that minimize the drop in revenue over the business. Next slide, we comment on airports' performance. Revenue decreased by 82.9%, while the adjusted operating result was positive by 0.9 million. The 72.1% drop in flight traffic at airports where we operate was the main factor behind the segment's performance, which was partially offset by our cost and expense reduction initiatives. In the Pizza Hut, KFC, Vienna, Batata Inglesa, and Olive Garden businesses, revenue fell 1.2%, minimized by the addition of Pizza Hut and KFC operations at the end of November 2019, and the adjusted operating result was negative by 700,000. The gradual reopening of the stores throughout the quarter contributed to the evolution in the numbers month over month. Moving now to slide 14, we talk about operations in the USA, which we present in local currency. The impact of COVID-19 pandemic caused our revenue to decrease by 34.1%, but EBITDA was positive by $7.4 million, impacted by the PPP of the American government that financed the payroll and rents for the second and the third quarter 2020. On the next slide, we will look at the Caribbean operations. For better comparison, we present the numbers in reais and in constant currency. Revenue in the period decreased by 88.7%, while EBITDA was negative by 800,000 reais. The suspension of employment contracts and the renegotiation of rentals were the main points that minimized the drop in revenue, given that the airports were closed during the entire period. Finally, on slide 16, we comment on the company's cash flow. In 3Q20, despite the challenging operating scenario, cash generation after maintenance capex was approximately 1.1 million reais. In the net cash variation, the follow-on offering that happened in July was a key factor behind the improvement in our cash position. I end my comments here, and I give the floor to the operator to start the question and answer session. Thank you.
We will now begin the Q&A session. I would like to ask, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star two. Again, if you have a question, press star one. There are no questions in the audio queue. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Maia for his final remarks.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. I'd like to we are confident with the recovery, sequential recovery of sales in all units, particularly well, Frango Assado is already almost back to 2019 sales. We are also happy with the announcement that we made on the expansion of Frango Assado, the partnership with the Monte Carlo Group. It could lead to 18 new stores, being 10 Pizza Hut and 8 Frango Assados. Eight stores might not look much, but it's one third of the Frango Asado network stores. And it's a proven success, the store-in-store format that we started this year of Pizza Hut stores inside Frango Asado. It boosts both brand sales. And also the synergy on selecting real estate and new places, on having negotiations with gas stations groups, because it not only grows Frango Asado in the highways, but those groups usually are owners of several dozens of gas stations in the cities, in which we can put Pizza Hut focus on delivery, the small box store. So all in all, we are happy with the results and improving results, of course, not with the bottom line. And we are available to discuss any further questions with our investor relations department. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.